Bill de Blasio responsible for gender pay gap within his own administration. By Kyle Morris on July 11, 2019. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who promises equal pay for female athletes if he is elected president, has created a gender pay gap within his current administration, according to records highlighted by the New York Post. The Post reports, although women make up half of City Hall's 10 highest earners, the men, including his honor, hold 4 of the 5 best-paying jobs, with annual salaries that range from $258,000 to $403,000, records show. According to the records, men make an average of $58,400 more per year than their women colleagues. The women earn only 81 cents for every dollar the men in de Blasio's administration earn. We should be asking why women are earning less while doing as much, if not more, work than their male counterparts, said New York State Senator Jessica Ramos, D. Queens, chairwoman of the Labor Committee. Much of the pay gap within the City Hall stems from de Blasio's enhancement of the salaries of schools Chancellor Richard Carranza and incoming NYCHA Chairman Greg Ross, both of whom replaced women who made much less. Carranza currently receives a salary of $345,000, while his female predecessor, Carmen Farina, only received $266,000. Russ, who receives a $403,000 salary, partially funded with federal money, makes 75% more than Shola Olatoye, his female predecessor, who received a salary of $231,000. Despite the current gender pay gap within his own administration, de Blasio's team insists that more women have a seat at the table than ever before under de Blasio's leadership. Under this mayor, more women have a seat at the table than ever before, said Freddie Goldstein, a spokeswoman for de Blasio. Over half of our senior leadership positions are held by women, and that diversity of thought is apparent in all that we do to improve the lives of New Yorkers. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.